And welcome back. It is Oswald here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Tonight, we bring you OGL coverage, Capture the Flag Ladder. First level we will be playing on tonight is going to be UT Rommel by Barbecue. This level's basically a recreation of the city scene from Saving Private Ryan. I'm sure many of you remember that quite vividly. If you're one who likes to watch the arts, the movies, then some of this is a little bit recognizable, such as the turntable with Edith Piaf singing just near the church tower where basically the blue flag resides. It's probably a pretty good place to start here as we quickly go through this map. At the base of this church tower is basically the dominating feature in this entire map. It's about four stories tall, and at the top you can play Sniper Guy as you get an excellent view down the main street here of this bombed-out city. Not too many places here to hide, though, once you are up on this upper level, so you may see that used occasionally. Possibly one of the red gamers could get in there, making it a bit challenging there for the blue team, whose side we are on right now. From this church area, this courtyard area, there's actually two ways out into the map. You can actually go into the church and down the back corridor. This will take you around the back of the Souza building, S-U-Z-E, the Souza building. Or you can actually go in the tunnel system back there as well. This tunnel system will take you throughout the entire map. It could pop you up next to the dirt mound, which is more or less in the middle of the map near the yellow building. Or you can continue on and pop up in the Pernod Fills building. If we continue down the main street here, you do pass a couple of buildings. Again, all bombed out. We have Drax Hardware, Vin's Liquors. And next to Vin's Liquors, there's a hotel. And this hotel does have rooftop access, as do the other two aforementioned buildings. These are pretty much prime spots for snipers, as there are some air conditioning type units on top that you can duck behind. Directly across from Vin's Liquors, as I said, we have the yellow building. This yellow building is two stories tall. Up on the second level, there are open windows from which you can snipe from. There's also some crates you can climb onto off these crates, which is quite interesting. You hop up onto the crates, you hop up onto the ledge of the building, and you can actually make your way up onto the rooftop of the Souza building. So, some good defensive positioning there if you are on the blue team to begin the first round. Next to the yellow building, we have what is named the Dilapidated Building. Yeah, nice name there by Barbecue. The Dilapidated Building. Anyway, this is a small L-shaped building. You can get up into it. From there, it's sort of just a neutral position. Both teams will have some... Neither team will really have an advantage in that building. It really doesn't lead to anywhere. It looks like we're almost ready to start here, which is a good deal. As it looks like Clan Fear is finally in the server, and Pistola is also in the server, so good deal. Anyway, continuing on down past the dilapidated building. We pass Nid the Scarecrow. We pass Armis of Foi Vacan. So don't expect me to say that too often in the game. As these are just two more buildings on your way to what is called the Corner. And if you remember the old version of this map, the Corner was the only way around and over the bridge, which crosses the river. We're going to drop into the map here as it looks like things are getting ready to go here. As it looks like pings for Fear are pretty high, 200-300. But yet this is a clan from Portugal playing on the OGL, so it's kind of interesting to note. Getting quickly back to the map here as they're just about to start. There's a pub, El Charlot, This is just on the backside of the Promenade Fills, which overlooks the river. Also a brown building just near the river's edge. Again, a prime spot for snipers, especially if you're on the blue team. You cross the river, over the bridge, cross the river, and you're basically onto the blue side of the map here. We do have an archway building in the far back. The red flag is positioned just in front of this archway building. A couple destroyed buildings up by the bridge, a dog pen, and a Chanel de Killer B. Again, fancy names here by Barbecue to to name. Oh, and there goes somebody falling off the tower. Fancy names here by Barbecue to name some of these unique locations in Rommel. We also have a continuing tunnel system in the back here. Take the stairs down. And again, you can come up in numerous different places here in the map. So it's a very good map. CTF, it's outstanding. So we look for it to be a very challenging match here. Looks like we are ready to start. Quickly run down the lineups here. As teams are going to be asked to stay in their spawn area for just 1 minute. We will be playing three rounds, 20-minute rounds each. There is no limit here. One unique thing about Pistola is they only use pistols and knives in their CTF matches. Yes, that is right. Pistols and knives only. So, or so I'm being told. As of course, we see all these guys shouldering assault rifles and sniper rifles. But from what I am told, Berettas, Desert Eagles, and knives only. And they must be doing something right if they're currently the number two clan on the OGL CTF ladder, isn't it? So it looks like teams are just about to start here. 20 minutes going to be the first round here on UT Rommel. And when we return, we will quickly drop the lineups in.
You're listening to TSN, the eSports Revolution. TSNCentral.com.
All right, and we're back very quickly here. Running down the lineups for the Pistola, who start on the red side, we have Whipped, Peep, Psycho, Pube, PXPX, and Peewee. And over on Fear, we have Mia, Dream, Sum, Suicide, Bleed, and I'm trying to read the the leet script the way people do their names here. FPA25. All right, so I'm not the best with names, right? And once I figure out his name here for Clan Fear, I will pass that along to you. All right, and we're back here as our teams are, as I said, still preparing here, getting ready to rock the house tonight here on UT Rommel. And it looks like Pee-wee is asking if everybody is ready. Is they're going to have a restart? Fear US on the blue side and Pistola over on the red side. Again, UT Rommel, one of the original Beta 2 maps here for Urban Terror. It's undergone quite a few changes since its debut. And most of those changes have favored Capture the Flag, which is a good deal because many gamers enjoy playing this on a regular basis. Second map tonight, we will be going down into the South Pacific, a little paradise. That's right, Excalibur's UT Paradise is going to be map 2. And again, that could be the deciding map depending on how this first round goes for one of these teams. And we are going to be live on restart here. As we are having some language difficulties here, as Fear, as I said, is from Portugal. And the Pistola are from the U.S., so you can just imagine some of the communication issues we are having. I wish I knew what they were saying. But it looks like we are going to capture the flag here in just about 20 seconds as we are live on the restart. As you can hear, the mean old dogs growling in the background there in the dog pen. I guess you could also call that the dog pound. Yet there are no cheering fans in that dog pound. And we are ready to go here. 20-minute rounds, and the first round is underway here. Battle for the number two rung here on the OGL. As we follow the action with Whip, he has a Beretta in his hand. He is stopped just behind the broken fence area where we see Mia and Finoro and Bleed take a position there. Finoro taking on Psycho. Psycho drops an HE grenade out the door of the Pub El Charlotte as we see a grenade come in there from Finoro. Suicide takes a grenade from Finoro as Finoro continues on down. The Pernod Bridge crossing taken out by Pube. Bodies strewn across the entire street here. Just near the corner area as we see Fear coming out again, led by Mia on the point with Suicide behind him. Mia into the Pub Dar Charlotte. He takes down a Psycho, continues on over the bridge crossing here. Under heavy attack from PXPX and Pube. Mia ducks behind the wall here, taken on by Psycho. Psycho with his Desert Eagle out. He reloads. Mia takes him down. MP5K action. As Mia's looking for a little help here, LR300 in hand. Oh, comes around the corner. Whipped, taken down by Bleed. As Mia takes down, Mia takes down Psycho, and then Pube on defense is able to take down Mia before getting to the flag. So as I said, all pistols here for Clan Pistola tonight. Berettas and Desert Eagles, as they are looking to hold their own here against Fear. As we see Bleed making a run here on the blue side of the map. Oh, just in front of the destroyed building, taken down hard by Pube and his Beretta. Fenora with a PSG-1. He's looking to snipe from across the water. You can hear that PSG-1 in the background. He's under pursuit by Whipped. And Whip goes down as Fenora plays catch with XPX's grenade. We're going to call him XPX. Hopefully somebody can correct me if that is not right. The popping sound from the Beretta from Whipped. As he comes under attack, led by Bleed and Fenoro. And Whipped goes down thanks to Fenoro and his G36. As we see Suicide from Fear grabbing and dropping the red flag, taken down by Pube. Back on defense with that badass Beretta of his. We have Fenoro making a run through the bridge crossing. He's out. He's taking on Peep. Peep is actually no challenge, but he gets help from XPX for Pistola. And inside the Pernod Bridge crossing, we see Mia again making a run, taking some names here, taking down Peep. Mia down the alleyway between the buildings. XPX is waiting for this one, tosses a grenade down that alley, and Mia is taken out by Psycho. Just about 3 minutes into this first round here. As we pick it up with Suicide on the bridge behind the sandbags, taken down hard by Whipped and his Beretta. Bleed, just about to say Bleed is in a very good position up on top of the concrete building rooftop, but he's quickly taken down by Pistola. So far, Whipped has done all the defense here. It's been Clan Fear on the offensive. As again, they come around down Main Street past the destroyed buildings, led by Bleed. Bleed taking on Whip, LR300 in hand. He's got to reload as he's bleeding, and he takes down Whipped. He does a little bandaging, gets a little help there from Mia as they duck behind one of the destroyed buildings as we see Pube coming under the Nid to Scarecrow building. And Pube is able to take down Mia. lead still trying to get into an advantageous position here. He gets help from Fenoro, and Fenoro takes down Pube just near the broken fence. Behind that fence area is Whip. Whip comes out with a Beretta. You can hear that going. We got grenades coming. Whip backs off. He reloads his Beretta. Comes back around the corner area where he is hit by Bleed. We have Whipped. We have Pube. And Bleed is taken down by Whipped. Dead bodies here from Clan Fear litter the destroyed buildings. As we see Pube duck into one of those destroyed buildings. Reload, bandage himself, and then retreat past the Pub de Charlotte. All the action so far is, or actually has been, in and around this corner area and the bridge leading over to the red base. As we see Fear and, or we see Mia and Bleed on that bridge taking on XPX. XPX goes down, and we have a 2-on-2 as we have Bleed looking to enter the red base. He tosses a grenade on top of the flag. It does a bit of damage on Whipped as Mia takes down Whipped, but XPX respawn just behind him, and Mia goes down thanks to Pube's Beretta. We still have Bleed from Fear taking on Pistola, and Pee-wee's able to take down Bleed for yet another kill. 6 minutes gone by so far in this first round. As we see Suicide and Mia come through the main portion of the map here past the destroyed buildings. They're looking to come up on the Pub El Charlotte. As we see Fenoro taken down by Psycho and Bleed quickly pistol whipped by Whipped himself. Whip continues on down the main street. He's passing the hotel. He decides to climb up. I was going to say he's just about to climb up the gutter. As Bleed goes walking on by, as does Fenoro. Fenoro does not even see Whipped, is Whipped staying quiet, looking to get into an advantageous position here, but he is not doing it. He takes on Suicide from behind. Oh, and how did he miss him? Whipped had to reload. He's got his knives out. And Whipped goes down thanks to Suicide. We have Fear on the grab of the flag. That is Bleed, but Bleed is quickly taken down, and the flag is returned to its original position. Fenoro now just behind the sandbags, takes down Pube. He retreats around into the Pub El Charlotte building. He's tossing grenades. Decides to go back into the Pinard Fills. He's going up to the second level here. He's up on top of the deck here, overlooking the river, where we have Mia under some heavy fire from Pube, and Pube is able to take down Mia. Fenoro down the alleyway. He's going to go for a grab of the flag here. As we see grenades coming in, taking down a Pistola, we have Fenoro coming through. He's just about to grab the flag, and he is taken out by Psycho just as he's about to grab that flag. Getting a lag here on the side of Fear. As I said, most of their pings are 150 and up compared to that of Pistola, who's all under about 80. So a little bit of a ping advantage to Pistola here. But with that said, Fear is holding its own as we see Whipped up on top of the hotel roof. Looks like he's going to go for a grab of the flag here very quickly. As we see Fear rushing quickly down the main street and on over to that red side, we will keep our eye on Whipped here as he is now on the Drax's hardware. Taking his time. That's why it's so quiet here as we follow Whipped. Whipped drops down onto the second floor from the wall of Drax hardware. He's ducked behind the second level here as we see Bleed respawn come walking, running down that main street. We'll come back to Whipped if he decides to grab that flag from Fear. And there it is. Whipped does have the blue flag, but he's quickly taken down by Dream, who is back on defense for Clan Fear. Not much action here at the moment as we follow Bleed out of the water. He's quietly walking upstead, hand grenade in hand. He's looking to do a little damage, but he's under attack from Whip with the Beretta. Bleed back into the water as Fenoro has grabbed the flag here and quickly dropped by Pube. Out of the water comes Bleed. And he's taken down by Whipped. Pistol Whipped. With a little Beretta action there from Whipped of a Pistola. Still scoreless here in the first round. Just about 10 minutes gone by. We're about halfway into this first round. And still no score in Rommel. As we pick it up with Mia past. Coming over the bridge crossing as we see Peep grabbing the blue flag. And again, Peep is taken down by FP at 2-5. I'm not sure what his name is, and I apologize for that. FP at 2-5. I don't think that's right, is it? That was Mia's head getting pistol whipped there by XPX. As we have a little mess there. A lot of blood coming out of that head. Nice work by XPX. As we pick it up with Bleed up on top of the Pub El Charlotte. As we see Whipped looking to make another grab of that blue flag. Back over near the hardware store. Bleed G36 in hand. Takes down XPX. It's going to get a little support here from Mia LR300 on top of the roof of the bridge crossing on top. Hops across onto the balcony as Suicide has grabbed the red flag. Suicide looking to get into the tunnel system, and he's into the tunnel system. Suicide down the ramp in the tunnel system, being pursued by XPX. Get around the boxes and you might have a chance there. Oh, and XPX hides behind the boxes, not able to get him as Suicide continues on injured, and there's the flag being dropped by Suicide. Nice work by XPX on defense. XPX returns back to the red base. Thought Suicide may have it there for pissed or for fear, but not able to get away. As we see Bleed coming through the destroyed buildings, grabs a red flag. He's going to meet up with XPX, but XPX just happens to go the wrong way. Retreats, comes down the stairwell looking to take out Bleed, but Bleed is able to get away as we see a grenade tossed, and that's going to do in Bleed. Pee-wee, not Herman, but Pee-wee's able to toss a grenade down there, taking out the flag carrier of fear as the red flag returned by Pee-wee. Mia in the back underneath the archway building looking to do a bit of damage, but is taken out by XPX on defense. As we see Bleed one more time up on the balcony over on the right side of the map here, looking up on the ledge just in front of the sniper's nest and taken down by Whipped again. Whipped mean with that Beretta of his. As all's quiet here on the Western Front, but not for long as FP at 2-5. Maybe that's fast, you know? FPAST, fast. I think that's easier than FP at 2-5, don't you? Anyways, it's still 0-0, 13 minutes into this first round. UT Rommel, it's fear taking on Pistola. As we see Eep being shot at by Bleed from across the bridge behind at the sandbags, fear. Make it a run for the flag. He's got Whipped. He's got Psycho quickly on him. He takes down Fear and Psycho. And it's a frag fest in the red base as Bleed comes away at the flag. But a grenade's tossed in there. And that grenade by Peep takes down Bleed. And the flag is once again returned by Pistola. Panoro on point here for Fear. As he avoids the first grenade, he's hit by the second grenade. He retreats back into the Pub El Charlotte. As he gets help from Bleed with the G36. Bleed looking to take down Whipped, and he does take down Whipped as Pube comes to his defense. And Pube is taken down by Bleed. As they retreat into the Pub El Charlotte, we have Fenoro, we have FP at 2-5. And Bleed coming across behind the sandbags on the bridge. It's an all-out rush here for Clan Fear. As they are under heavy attack from Pistola. XPX taken down by FP at 2-5. He's going to go for a grab of the play here very quickly. Beretta in hand. He switches back to his spot. It's 12 looking to go at the boomstick. Not able to do it as he's taken down by XPX. Bleed getting near the flag quickly and hard taken out by a grenade as Suicide has grabbed the red flag. But Suicide quickly taken down by that tremendous defense from Pistola. A lot of action, again, all taking place on the red side of the map. Taking place just across the bridge as we see Suicide taken down, whipped. As Bleed looking to do a bit of damage up on the bridge crossing. They are led by Suicide, who comes out with his LR-300 blasting, taking down Peep, whipped back on defense. Again, it's going to be a 4-on-2 here. As Whipped is taken down by Mia's LR-300, he's going for the grab of the flag here. XPX takes down Mia, but Suicide not able to get out of the way of that grenade from Eep. And Pistola once again fends off the attack by Fear. Across the bridge we have some action. That is Mia getting a whole lot of hole from Whipped. Whipped and XPX back on defense here. As it's probably going to be one of those matches that ends here 1-0. As we see Fear again advancing down the middle of the street. They go. They take a left here into the Pernard Fills building. Across the bridge crossing, tossing grenades out as we see Bleed taken down by Pube. Peep back on defense here. Tosses grenade. It actually does not go in the window. It misses as Eep's taken down hard by a Spaz blast. As Mia comes through the door onto the ledge of the river, taken out hard by XPX. Up the telephone pole comes Fenoro, taken down by XPX. Again, good defense here on the part of Pistola. Action has subsided here for just a minute. Rest assured, we will see Fear come back down, and we do. They are led by Mia. Mia tosses a grenade into the pub. El Charlotte, it falls harmlessly. MP5 out, goes into the bridge and decides to go up to the second level out onto the balcony area. And shooting down. You see Mia comes into the pub, taking on Psycho. Psycho with a Desert Eagle out, and Psycho not able to get out of the way of that shot as Fenoro now enters. We see Fenoro come outside the pub, onto the bridge, kneeling behind the sandbags, tossing smoke grenades in. This is a different approach here we have not seen yet in this first round. Psycho able to take down Fenoro, as Psycho then becomes a bloody mess thanks to his teammate XPX, who mistakenly took him out. Just about a minute and a half left to go here in this first round. Suicide grabs the flag for Clan Fear, being pursued by a whole lot of Pistola, XP, and Pee-wee, and they're able to return the flag here for Pistola. Whip and Pube now entering the city as they are walking past the destroyed buildings. We have Pube going up on top of the rooftop hotel. We have Whipped hit. He's injured. He is bleeding. He does bandage himself. And he's being taken on hard by Bleed. Whipped is into the blue flag area now, just in front of the church. He's being taken down hard by Mia with an MP5K. But up in Drax's hardware, we see Pube looking to make a run for that blue flag. We're going to have to find where Dream is, because I know Dream is hanging out some here on defense for Clan Fear. Just where he is, I'm not sure at the moment. But rest assured, they go for a grab of the flag. Ah, look at where Dream is. Tricky, tricky. Dream has tucked himself away into a little outcropping just behind the church. Tricky positioning there, as he does have a clear shot to the flag, but he's in such a defensive position here, it would take a well-placed shot or even a hand grenade in the vicinity to take him out. So looks like we have about 4 seconds left in a regulation time here, as we have gone at 20 minutes without anyone scoring. We're into extra time here. First cap of the flag is going to win it here. As we see Bleed take position on top of the pub, El Charlotte, G36 blaring in his hand as he's firing at Psycho, who enters the bridge crossing. Pube climbing up on the wall of the pub. He accidentally falls off, injures himself. He was shot there by Bleed. Pube now back outside. He hops up on the Charlotte sign. He's looking to climb up the gutter, and just as he gets to the top, Fenora was able to take him out as he was able to defend his teammate Bleed. Fenora trying to get onto that pub El Charlotte sign. He does. He hops up on to the rooftop to join Bleed, as Bleed gets a whole lot of hole from Peeps at DE round. Fenora is able to take out Eep as Fenora hops on top of the bridge. He's going to go for a jump onto the balcony. He's onto the balcony, making his way toward that red flag. As we have FP at 2-5, grabbing the flag. Oh, and he gets the flag, and he gets a whole lot of hole from XPX. Mia now looking to grab the flag. He takes down Pee-wee, but he's only got about 30% of his health. He is bleeding. Retreats around the corner of the buildings here. Taken down hard by XPX. Fast, furious action here. It's all been on the red side of the map, on the Pistola side of the map, as Fear has been pretty much relentless in his first round. Yet the score still remains 0-0. Again, OGL action tonight. For the number two rung, we have Pistola taking on Fear. As we had Fenora climbing up the pipe onto the hotel roof, but he drops down as he gets help here from Bleed. As DeWip continues to blast away with his Beretta, he takes down Bleed near the destroyed buildings. Grenades going off there in the background. Whip now on top of Vin's Liquors, taking on Fenora, who's in the Drax Hardware Store, and Fenora comes out on top as he's able to take down Whipped. Not much in terms of offense here. And just as I say that, Pube grabs a flag, but Dream, just like a little spider there, out of his hole, takes down that threat by Pistola. And Dream must be the designated defender here for Clan Fear US. As Dream changes positions, he's now just across the way from the record player behind a few crates here. Again, he's got a clear shot at his team's own flag. We see a single member from Pistola looking to make a run, and that was Eep taken out on top of the Sousa rooftop. We have Bleed taking on Whip. Whip just near the fence area. Retreats back to the corner. Taken down hard by Bleed. As a grenade takes out FP at 2-5. Again, we follow Bleed. Bleed back up on top of that Pub El Charlotte rooftop. Reloads his G36 and starts taking shots in the direction of Whipped, as Whip mistakenly takes down his own teammate. Out of the water, we see Suicide and Mia looking to go for a run here. but they are fended off by Whipped. Psycho has grabbed the blue flag as he's under attack one more time from a Suicide and Dream, and it is Suicide who makes that kill and returns the flag there for Fear. Pistola getting a bit more offensive oriented here in this overtime period. As we follow the action, grenade goes off and it does a bit of damage here to numerous Fear players. We have Psycho. Oh, and just as Psycho's coming around the corner, Whipped gets a whole lot of hole from Bleed from Fear. Psycho in the middle, a yellow building. He's got his Desert Eagle going after Suicide. He decides to continue on down. He's just behind the mound area where he meets up with Fenora. One shot takes down Fenora. Psycho climbs down the ladder into the tunnel system. We'll stay with him. As Psycho just stops about a third way through the tunnel. Still has his Desert Eagle in hand. Looks like he's possibly waiting for backups there. We will come back to him in just a minute. We see Whipped at the corner. He's looking to find a full weapon. He picks up a Desert Eagle off a dead body. As we see PXP or XPX taken down. I'll make that Psycho taken down. We have Fear running through that bridge crossing area one more time. Bleed and Fenoro. We have Mia coming out of the water underneath the tunnel, tossing smoke grenades into the red area. All the action again on the offensive here for Clan Fear US. FP across the bridge. He takes down XPX with a spaz. Changes to his Desert Eagle. Taken out by Whipped. Mia is just about to get to the flag. Taken out hard by a grenade from Pugue up on top of one of the rooftops for a Pistola. Bleed making a run here. He is injured. He bandages himself, but he does not have much left to make any sort of serious run here for Fear, and he's taken down by a hand grenade from XPX. Fenoro's got a clear shot at the flag, but Whipped and Pee-wee back on defense under the archway building deny him that privilege of grabbing that flag. Again, coming on offense is Bleed over the bridge, but not through the woods yet. Over the sandbags he goes. He's got Pee-wee, he's got Psycho, he's got XPX in front of him. A grenade has been dropped. That takes out Mia. Bleed going for the flag, just cannot get there. Taken out by yet another grenade from Pee-wee. Pistola fending off yet another run by Fear. As we see Pubed and Whipped going on the offensive here. Bleed is getting a whole lot of hole from Whipped, but does not go down quite yet. There he goes. Oh, nice Desert Eagle round from Whipped to put down Bleed. As he enters the dilapidated building up on the second floor, looking out the window. He's going to make a hop. He climbs, drops down onto the wooden planks just near the water. As we go back looking for Dream, and Dream is back on defense. We can see Whipped coming through the mound. He's past the mound area as Fenora has gotten and dropped the red flag. We see Dream back on defense here. He's behind the crates just to the side of the phonograph as you hear Edith Piff in the background. As Bleed once again has the red flag for Fear, but that flag has been returned. As we do have one of the Pistola members, there he is. That is Whipped. He is in the blue courtyard. He's got the flag for Pistola, being pursued by Bleed and Dream. And again, Bleed is able to take him down as Pube did not get far. But that's actually probably the furthest Pistola has gotten with the blue flag so far. On the point comes Bleed, just getting ready to hop onto the bridge, taken out by Whipped. A grenade tossed into the pub El Charlotte, Whipped. And that's suicide going down thanks to Whip's grenade. Whipped deciding to go back on offense here, passing the destroyed buildings as we see Psycho grabbing the blue flag. He's got help from Eep. Flag still not returned as Eep, as they enter the tunnel system. As Peep is looking to get back and help his teammate. Blue flag is still out as they are trying to get it back to the red bases. Mia has grabbed the red flag and is going to have no contest here as both flags are out of their bases now. XPX and Whip try to pick up for you who has the red flag. As we continue to follow the action here, and we do see the blue flag. It's actually down at the base of the stairwell here. Psycho has it. And that stairwell is the stairwell leading up into the red base just beneath the arched building. We switch over to Fear, looking for the flag. As we find the flag, and Mia has the flag, looking to make it back. Back to the base here as he's just about to exit on the backside. We're going to have a little action here. XP taken on Mia, and there's the flag. The flag is dropped, and it's going to be a cap here for Pistola very quickly as they are trying to get the flag back, and there is the cap, and the first round is over. Such excitement here right at the end. 1-0 is your score in that first round as XP was able to take out Mia just as Mia was getting ready to come up the stairwell behind the church tower. What work by Pistola as they win that first round 1-0 in overtime. It took 31 minutes, but Pistola was able to come out on top 1-0. As we rotate to our second map here, Paradise, going to step away very quickly, take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on TSN.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
This ain't your grandma's station.
Still it began.
This is also not your little sister's station. This is your station.
Up inside, support fire coming in. They launch support fire up there. Grenade, nice.
A rush up the spiral. Here they come. Uh-oh. Trouble Mouse, Humel, and Siv in position to really kick some TK ass.
And oh, Daler shooting him with a nice rocket as he comes out of the teleporter. 53 seconds left in this match. I don't know. It's going to be tough for him to finish it off.
Your source for the esports revolution.
This is the Team Sportscast Network. The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served...
And now, a f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way... If you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, cunt, ass, goddamn, motherfucking, stupid, fuck, whore, fucking, bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
And welcome back to TSN. I am Oswald, covering the OGL Capture the Flag action tonight. As we just saw a very exciting conclusion here to the first round of this CTF match featuring Pistola, the number two clan, over in the OGL CTF, taking on Fear US, currently ranked number four. Final score of that first round was 1-0 in favor of Pistola, as we saw XPX capping Mia just before Mia was about to exit the tunnel system behind the church tower. And that gave Psycho enough time to walk up his stairwell and cap the flag for Pistola. Running down the scores here as we are between maps. XPX had 64. Eep had a 49. Pube had 48. Peewee 47. Whipped 36. Psycho 31. And for Fear, Bleed with 63. Mia 59. Suicide 29. Fenoro 27. And Dream with 15. We're going to hop back into the map here, as our second map tonight is going to be UT Paradise. And this should be interesting. I only say that because sometimes this map does cater to snipers. And seeing as there are no snipers, no snipers on the red team, on Pistola's team, and they are going, as I said, with all pistols tonight. Berettas, Desert Eagles, I guess that is part of their calling card here on the CTF ladder over on the OGL. So we're not going to drop into the map quite yet. Quickly give you a rundown here of UT Paradise. The blue team will spawn over on the beach. From that beach area, they basically have three ways out of the beach. You can actually go through the beach cave, taking you out to the mountain ledge just under the lighthouse. You can walk under the tunnel just past the blue flag, and that'll take you basically into the entire map, into the canyon area. Or you can take the passageway along the side that'll take you into the, what we call the jungle crossing. Continue on down that tight corridor over there in the jungle, and you will come to a cave. This cave will take you into the red area, into the red spawn area, although they spawn way back on the far side over the hilltop near the hut. But once you exit that cave, you will be basically right across from the red flag. We continue on the from the red side here now. If you're standing at the red flag, which is positioned between two towering walls of rocks, you go around the rocky ledge. We call it the rocky ledge because there are quite a few rocks hanging over that ledge. Huh, hence the name, right? Beneath that rocky ledge, there is an abandoned house, which is very seldom used. Although you can climb up on top of that house and get to that rocky ledge. Continuing on that ledge, you run across a wooden bridge. This wooden bridge takes you out to a small area just underneath the lighthouse. There is a canyon floor, a couple pathways up from that canyon floor. There's also one area in which you can climb what looks like a old mining crane. This crane takes you up to the jungle crossway. That's basically the map. Yeah, I know many probably cannot stick with it. But once we get going here, I'm sure we will see a considerable amount of action taking place on the canyon floor and on the ledges here, the mountain ledge and the rocky ledge. Those are the areas that usually get most of the action here on Paradise.
You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
And we have dropped into the map here. Getting word from Fear that it's going on 2 a.m. over there in Portugal. So needless to say, these guys want to get the match going. Get it on. As it is somewhat unique to see an non-North American clan in OGL. But they do welcome everybody, and it's very cool to see Portugal here playing their asses off here on the OGL. Doing quite well, too. Ranked number 4. Can't beat that. Looks like we're going to have a restart here in just a moment. Run down the lineups here again very quickly over on the red side. Red side is going to be Pistola. They're going to feature Pube, Whipped, Poop, Peewee, Eep, and XPX. And for Fear US, we're going to have Suicide Dream, FP at 2-5, Fenoro, Mia, and Bleed. Those are going to be your teams here for this second round. Taking place on Paradise. Just waiting on the server restart. As we fly through and around the map. As I've said in some of the other casts, what makes shoutcasting nice now for us here at TSN, especially when doing Urban Terror, is the Shoutcast C-Bar we have built into Urban Terror, which allows you to fly around on the map. You can check out all the action from a very high perspective where you can see the gamer's name, their health, and the weapon they are currently carrying. So very cool. So here we go. Start of round two. Good luck to both Pistola and Fear. As on the restart, we are going to be live. Twenty-minute round, as I said, just like the first round. Expect to see much of the same here. As Pube says, fear the pistol just before they begin this second round. We'll start all the action here in just about 15 seconds. As the timer is counting down. And we're at 3, 2, 1, and we are going to capture that flag. And on the restart, we will start with Pistola. Much like the first round, I'm sure you will see them heavy, heavy on defense. As we see Eep coming out. Eep under the rocky ledge, Desert Eagle in hand. We pick it up with Suicide and Bleed coming down the canyon floor, coming up just beneath that rocky ledge, being taken down by Poop and Pee-wee. And Pee-wee's able to take down two gamers there, one with a Beretta, one with an HE grenade. As Poop and Peep continue on down that wooden bridge, they're now onto the rocky ledge where we see Poop taking down Mia. And Pube is going to grab the flag. Pube for Pistola has the flag. He's into the passageway. He's into the jungle crossing, quickly being pursued by Fear. That is Dream on defense. Dream was not ready for that. As Pube has the flag, he's into the cave, being pursued by Fenoro and Dream, and no help from his own teammates. As we see XPX coming on to help, Pube has dropped the flag. There goes a few grenades, and Fear is able to return the blue flag. A quick grab there by Pube of a Pistola just nearly stole the first cap of the second round here. As we see Mia making a move up the canyon area, looking to grab the red flag on defense is Pube with a few HE grenades. You can hear those in the background going off. Mia comes around the corner, MP5K blasting, taking down Pee-wee. Nice double kill by Pee-wee. Mia and FP825 both go down. And Peep says, you know what, we'll have none of that, takes down Suicide and continues on across the wooden bridge. Peep now under the lighthouse, quietly crouching, enters the beach cave and stops right there. Waits for Pee-wee. Pee-wee and Peep looking to make another grab of the flag where they take down Suicide coming out from the spawn area. That was Bleed going down thanks to Pube. We have a smoke grenade from a Pistola going off on that mountain ledge. As we see Poop coming up the canyon pathway, Suicide on defense. Suicide's able to take down Poop before Poop is able to grab the flag. Poop and Pee-wee, nice 1-2 combination there, isn't it, for Clan Pistola. As Pee-wee and Peep are back on defense, and underneath the rocky ledge is Mia being taken down by Peep and a whole lot of hole from his Desert Eagle, but he's quickly taken down by FP825's Spaz Blast. Grenades, smoke, and guns everywhere you look here, just as you come up the canyon area onto the red flag. As we have Poop low and Pee-wee high, Pee-wee across the wooden bridge. And Pee-wee taking a few shots across the map at Mia. And Pee-wee is taken out quickly by a Spaz Blast from FP at 2-5. Clan Fear looking to regroup and go on the offensive here. We have FP at 2-5 underneath the rocky ledge. Flash grenade out, switches to a hand grenade. Bounces a hand grenade off the side of the rocky wall and retreats back. As a flash grenade, tosses a flash grenade, and it goes off a little too late as FP goes after Peep. and turns Peep to pepper steak thanks to that Spaz blast. Pee-wee from up high looking to take down FP at 2-5. FP at 2-5 has backup from Suicide. Pee-wee climbing. He's retreating. He's not able to get up as he's in a little bit of trouble here, taking on FP. Pee-wee takes down FP. He's going after Suicide here. Nice work by Pee-wee. Takes down two before he's taken down by Bleed and a G36. Peep being gang raped by Mia and Bleed. As Mia comes around the corner looking to make a grab of the flag, but he gets a whole lot of hole from Poop and his Desert Eagle. As we see Whipped from Pistola grabbing the blue flag, he's down. Oh, just too far of a jump there for Whipped as he injures himself onto the canyon floor, but he's around near the empty abandoned house. He's got Peep behind him and Pistola going for the cap here. He's injured. He's limping. He's got XP behind him. All sort of support as Wit again is able to capture the flag here for Pistola, and that is 1-0. 5 minutes expired here in this second round. Peep making a run up the canyon pathway. He's over on the jungle ledge. Back on the pathway here, coming up from the canyon. He's going to go for a grab of the flag, and Peep has the flag. He's into the passageway just adjacent. Oh, taken down hard by who else? Dream from Fear. We see Fear being led by Mia coming up the canyon floor. And Mia stops just behind the empty house, the abandoned house down there. He's under attack from Poop and Peep. As we see Poop and Peep both go down, Pee-wee with a Beretta on defense as Mia's making a run up from the canyon floor behind the rocky ledge with Suicide. XPX is taken down by Mia. Pee-wee takes down a Fear Mia. As we see Pee-wee taken out by Peep's grenade. And that body almost hit me as it went flying right past me. FP does the limbing thing as Poop's taken out by Fenoro. Again, Fear trying to get the equalizer here as they have just about 13 minutes to go to get one cap of the flag here. Pee-wee Beretta in hand taking on Mia down at the bottom of the canyon floor. Those grenades quite vicious tonight here for Pistola. As we see Suicide tossing a few smoke grenades in, and Peep is able to take down Suicide with a grenade. Down comes Poop, taken out by Fear as they are still looking to make a run and grab the flag. Fenoro going for a grab of the flag, but Pube is able to defend that flag just before Fenoro grabbed it. Up high, we watch FP at 2-5 come in. Takes down Pube, but he's got Pee-wee and Poop to take on. And FP takes out his teammate Mia with an HK grenade. Suicide once again dropping smoke grenades on top of the red flag. But Mia's taken down by Poop and an HE grenade. We see Poop going on another run in support of Peep, who is just at the entrance to the beach cave. As out of the beach cave comes FP at 2-5, takes down Poop, looking to take down Peep, and he takes down Peep as Fenoro from Fear has the red flag, looking for the equalizer, being pursued by Whip with a nice grenade. Oh, grenade from Whip takes down Fenoro. Excellent toss there as Whip returns the red flag for Pistola just under the rocky ledge. It looks like Fear was going to get back with no trouble at all, but that was not the case. Peep and Pee-wee going on a run here just under the rocky ledge as Peep is across the bridge under the lighthouse. As Fenoro's down on the canyon floor, taking on Pee-wee and his Desert Eagle across. The other side comes Suicide up near the abandoned house. Pube has the blue flag for Pistola. He gets a little support from Peep. Peep not able to grab the flag as it is quickly returned by Dream, and Peep retreats reloads, and goes on the offensive here, looking to take down Dream with his Desert Eagle. He does. He gets a whole lot of hole into Dream, and Peep has a flag into the jungle crossing, not being pursued. But in front of him, we see Fenora waiting for him. Fenora, G36 in hand. He takes down Peep, whipped, takes down Fenora, grabs the blue flag, and continues on to the cave before he's taken down hard by Mia. Oh, what an exchange of action there by both Fear and Pistola as Mia retreats back through the cave. Coming out on the red side, he's meeting a whole lot of resistance. Whipped, XPX, Pee-wee, and Peep. And it is Peep who takes down a Suicide. Wow. What an exchange of action there very quickly, as Pistola had the flag, not once but twice, but were not able to retain control of it. As Fear still looks to get the equalizer here, just about 10 minutes have expired. We have 10 to go. As Mia comes up from the canyon floor, taken down by XPX on defense. Remember, Pistola playing with nothing but pistols, knives, and grenades. As we follow it with Poop, Poop has the flag. Poop being attacked by Fenora from up on the mountain ledge. Poop drops the blue flag near the abandoned house, and it is returned by Bleed, who continues on the canyon trail looking to go up, make a run at that red flag, where XPX is taken down by Bleed. We have FPX25 taken down XPX and a Pee-wee with a Spaz Blast. He retreats, bandages, takes out a flash grenade, and he's taken down by Poop. Nice toss by Poop there. Excellent grenade. As we have Fear being led by Fenora on the point, Suicide and Mia come up to support him. And Mia is basically turned into hamburger from a grenade by Pube. Suicide's got about 20% health, being supported by Fenora. Grenade from XPX goes long. Suicide goes in for the flag, taken out by Whip. And Whip with a double kill here from his Desert Eagle, Fenora, and Suicide. Just across the wooden bridge, just underneath the lighthouse, FPI-25 with an HE grenade. Not able to take down Pee-wee. Pee-wee, Beretta in hand, goes after FP with a Spaz Blast. Pee-wee drops all the way down to the canyon floor. As Peep grabs the blue flag, being pursued by numerous Fear members. Make that four Fear members. As Suicide's able to return the flag. Pee-wee on the mountain ledge, taken down hard by Bleed. As Bleed continues on that mountain pathway, he hooks up with a teammate just under the lighthouse near the beach cave entrance, where we see Pistola going on offense here, led by Pube. Pube up from the canyon pathway. He's got the blue flag. He retreats back under the tunnel, back down the canyonway pathway. Again, jumps too far, injures himself, but he continues on. He's got Bleed in front of him. Oh, Bleed does not see him. He turns the wrong way, and Pube is able to take one grenade, hit Bleed, and Bleed goes down. And Pube is looking to cap the flag here for Pistola. This will be number two. And Pube around the corner. He's up, and he has capped the flag for Pistola. Nice teamwork there by Pistola, as they are now up 2-0 here. Second round action. And Poop is looking to get on the action, but from behind, he's taken down by Suicide. LR300 blasting away there. As we see Mia grab and drop the red flag, returned by XPX. Four Pistola grenades going off on the canyon floor as we see Suicide making a run up that floor. And Suicide, whole lot of hole from Poop and his Desert Eagle. Desert Eagle going off for Poop. Poop's not going to get out of the way of that grenade quickly. He is injured. He retreats, decides to go for it, and he's not doing too well. He's got about 10% of his health left. As we see Mia enter the canyon, looking for a grab of the flag, taken down by XPX. Fear getting a little desperate here. 7 minutes to go here. Suicide and Bleed going on the offensive. Bleed into the canyon area. He's going to grab the flag. Bleed has the flag dropped. Actually, not dropped. Bleed still retains control of the flag grenade onto the canyon floor. Just missed him as he's around the abandoned house. Bleed on the canyon floor. Look, he's going to have to take down Whipped if he wants to return the flag. And now Whipped gets support from Peep. Grenade going off. Fenora, oh, they give up the flag. Fear still retains control of the flag. Suicide has all his health as he's up the canyon pathway. And Suicide is going to cap the flag there for Fear. That is their first cap of the night. It's now 2-1 with just about 6 minutes to go here in this second round. An exchange of grenades here by Pee-wee and Mia. Mia and Fenora on the canyon floor looking to get up into the canyon area and make another run at the red flag. Pee-wee drops down to the canyon floor. Beretta in hand and taken out by FP25's grenade. Fenora up the pathway from the canyon. He's got a clear shot for the red flag. He's going to grab that red flag. Oh, XPX on defense is able to take him down just as he grabs the flag. Didn't think anybody was there for Pistola. As you see, a lot of action taking place in that tight canyonway. Peep takes out his teammate Poop with a grenade, but they're able to take down one of the Fear Gamers with them. As around the Beach Cave entrance, we see Pee-wee grabbing the blue flag one more time. Flag is returned as Bleed crosses the wooden bridge. Poop is on defense. Desert Eagle in hand. Bleed has an HE grenade out, and a Bleed exploded, but he takes Poop with him. Bleed basically did the suicide thing and blew himself up, taking Poop with him. As we see FP at 2-5 making a run here just near the wooden bridge. He's crossing the wooden bridge now. Underneath the rocky ledge is FP. He's being supported from below by Bleed. Bleed tosses a smoke grenade on top of the red flag. Peep comes out from his defensive position, and he's able to take down one. He's able to take down both gamers here as that run by Fear falls by the wayside. But Fenora being pursued by Pee-wee with a Beretta in his hand. Fenora is able to retreat under the rocky ledge and does the lemming thing as he falls off that rocky pathway. As we hear in the background, Pee-wee grabbing the blue flag one more time. As we pick it up, Pube just passing the jungle crossway. He's entering the cave area. Not being pursued by anybody from behind by Fear. This could be an easy cap here for Pistola. As Pube has the flag, he's into the red side of the map. And Pube is able to cap the flag and get that one flag back. They are now back to a two-flag advantage here for Pistola. 3 minutes left as Clan Fear has their work cut out for them, as they're going to have to get two caps to send this thing to the third and a decisive map. And it's not going to help when Poop is taking down FP with a nice HE grenade. Poop continues on the mountaintop ledge as we see Suicide grabbing the red flag. But that red flag is quickly returned as we see Poop taken down by Bleed's G36. And Bleed, from long distance, takes down Pee-wee with his G36. Pee-wee being double-teamed by Bleed and Mia. They do a little medical attention on each other. Around the corner comes XPX. He retreats, but he's taken down by Mia. 2-on-1 here. Bleed's does not have much health left as he's taken down by Poop's attack. As we look things over, Fear is on their side of the map here. Mia drops down to the canyon floor. An exchange of fire here. Mia under the rocky ledge. Got support from FP, but FP's pistol whipped by XPX. Mia's got the flag taken down hard by a Desert Eagle round from Pube, and the flag is returned once again by Whipped. 1 minute 30 left. Bleed is through the valley. He takes down Poop. Bleed has the flag. He's being pursued very hard, very fast by XPX. XPX is bleeding. Oh, tosses a grenade, and Bleed is taken down hard before he's able to get around that rocky ledge to some safety. And Whipped returns the flag again for Pistola. And again, we got to take the pings into consideration here. As Fear is playing a man short, it's 6-on-5. Both clans to be commended tonight as they've put on one hell of a demonstration here. Especially Pistola with nothing but Desert Eagles and Beretta, so you know it can be done. As we see Peep and Poop come down onto the canyon floor near the abandoned house. Peep goes the other way, taken out by Mia with an MP5K, and Mia going to go for a grab of the flag. He meets Whipped under the rocky ledge, takes out Whipped. Here comes Pee-wee, tosses a grenade, and that grenade is able to take out Mia. 15 seconds as we see XPX grabbing the flag in the background here, but it's going to be too little too late here for Pistola, or make that for Fear, as that is the game. And your final score on this second map is 3-1 in favor of Pistola. They retain their number 2 ranking over on the OGL. It's Oswald right here on TSN. We're going to step away, and when we come back, we will wrap things up for you on this OGL Capture the Flag action tonight between Pistola and Fear US.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Command is coming.
You win.
TSN.
Excellent.
Game on.
The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
And welcome back to TSN. I am Oswald, as we have just concluded this OGL Capture the Flag match between Pistola, currently ranked number 2, taking on Fear US, who came in at number 4, and Pistola comes out on top as they defeated Fear in the first round on UT Rommel with a score of 1-0. And the match you just heard right here, as Pistola was able to beat Fear 3-1 on a much faster-paced map than UT Rommel. Running down the scores here for Pistola, Pee-wee 68, Whipped 67, Peep 60, XPX 59, Pube with 54, and Poop with 43. And over on the side of Fear, for some reason they only had 5 gamers, so I'm assuming they did have something more than ping issues in this second round. Maybe they only had 5 gamers. I thought they had 6 to begin that first round. Regardless, we had Bleed with 53, Mia 43, FP at 25, 41, Suicide 39, and Fenora with 37. So Pistola again retains their number 2 rank here on the OGL. I'm sure we'll see Fear drop a spot or two. And that's going to wrap things up here for this presentation of OGL CTF action tonight here on at TSN. We do want to thank you for tuning in. And remember to tune in later this week, as we will bring you more OGL action. For TSN, I am Oswald, and thank you for listening. Good night.